On our last broadcast, I began the message entitled, A Good Way to Die. And we learned one thing. Jacob gave final instructions commanding his children before he died. And there are three more things that we can learn. So open your Bibles to Genesis 49 as we take a look in the book.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert brings a series of messages out of the book of Genesis. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready and turn with me to Genesis chapter 49 as we take a look in the book.
Tell them when you're in the living room. Tell them when they're in the den. Every now and then you need to go in the bedroom and do inspections, because that's your house. When you bought that house, then you buy all three bedrooms. Parents are scared in their own house. You got a tough job being a parent. Jacob, he finished telling them everything. And listen, Jacob even made out his burial plans. He told them all about that. Listen, parents. Make sure you even tell them your burial plans. Tell them everything. Tell them everything. If it looked like death is getting ready to take you away, go on and tell them. Tell them what a safe deposit box said and stuff. Tell them about the important papers. See, they need to hear from you. Because, see, a lot of times kids don't want to listen to the other kid. They need to hear it from mama and daddy. That way it won't be no confusion. See, the Bible says let everything be done decently. And in order. And look, the Bible says, and Jacob, he finished commanding his sons. Before Jacob checked out, he finished. Sometimes you don't finish. Sometimes you be wanting to say something, but Jacob, you need to come on with it. Don't hold back. And trust God that they can handle this information. He finished. You know, before a plane take off, the stewardess come out there and give you final instructions before takeoff. Listen. If God is giving you some time, you make sure you give final instructions before you check out. Amen. All right, that's the first thing. He finished commanding his children. But secondly, he gathered up his feet into his bed. That was the second thing that he did. He gathered up his feet into the bed. Yeah. Jacob probably was sitting there on the side of the bed talking to all 12 of his children. And after he finished talking to all 12 of his children, the Bible says he gathered up his feet, swung them around and put them on in the bed, throw some cover over. And then he went on and died. Jacob had the strength enough. That's a blessing right there. Most of the time you ain't got the strength enough to gather your own feet. That's a good way to die, when you can pull your own feet up in the bed and throw your own cover over. Man, that's a good way to die. Yeah, he gathered up them same feet that had taken him all the way from his homeland. He gathered them up. He pulled them up. Those same feet that he had to run from Esau with. Yeah. He had to gather them up. Those same feet that he made his move on this pretty girl named Rachel. Yeah, yeah. He had to gather them up. Those same feet that he worked 21 years for Laban. He had to pull them feet up one day. Them same feet that took him away from Laban. He had to pull them back up. Those same feet that brought him there all the way to Egypt land, where he saw Pharaoh and stayed over there 17 years. There came a time and a day in his life that he didn't travel no more. His feet had went the last mile of the way. How many of you know there's going to come a day and a time in your life that you're not going to be able to walk anymore? Yeah, 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 yeah. Your feet is going to be done went the last mile, yeah, of the way. Yeah, those same feet that you used to have, that you used to play around the house with, you're going to have to pull them back up one day. Yeah, those same feet that you used to go out there and kick the ball and run after the ball with. One day, you're not going to be able to run no more. You're going to have to pull those feet up there in the bit. But the good thing I like about Jacob, he could pull those feet on up and he could go on the bed in style. Why? Because he done settled his account with man and God. He didn't have to swing the feet out the bed and say, listen, I got to go over here to John Blow house. I got to go over here to Ricky house. He didn't have to do that because he had already made peace with man. And he didn't have to run down there to the church house because he had already made peace with God. Listen, listen, listen. That's what how you want to die. You want to be able on your deathbed to say, let me just pull up my feet because I've already made peace with my fellow man. I've already went and saw whoever I need to see, whoever I need to ask for forgiveness from. I've already made my peace with them. I don't have to run down there to the church anymore and confess my sins because I've already done confessed my sins with God. I can pull up my feet now, throw the covers over, I can go on and die in style. Yeah. Yeah. So he gathered his feet. Oh, that's a good way to die. But the third way to die, the Bible says that then he yielded up the ghost. Is that what it said? It said, and yielded up the ghost. In other words, he gave up the ghost. Some Bible says that, and he died. What is death? Death is the departing of the spirit and the soul from the body. That's what death is. Death is the separation of the immaterial part that's on the inside of man from the physical part of man. It's not sensation. It's not when you expire, everything is over with, body, soul, and spirit. No, 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 no. No, it's your spirit and soul has checking out. Yeah, yeah, the body is there, but the spirit and soul done checked out. You done made your transition. See, death is just like a door, and you just going to the other side. See, you can't see me, but I still am alive. Even though you can't see me, I still exist. I'm in another sphere of life. I can walk, I can talk, I can do the same thing I used to do, even in a greater way. I just done made a transition from one door into the next sphere of life. But the thing about that next sphere, everything there is eternal. On this side, it's temporary. So stuff is constantly changing. But on the in the next sphere, everything is set. Yeah. Yeah. Here you experience good and bad, right and wrong. But in that next life, it's either all good or all bad. So that's why you can't play with this side over here. Because once you make it through that door over there, you can't come back and say, well, Lord, let me come back and get it right. No, no, he's giving you time to get it right now. And we don't know how much time we got. We don't know whether we got 10 years or whether we got 100 years. All we know is that God is giving us some time to get it right. And that's what death is. Death is making the transition. It's the spirit and soul departing from the body. You know, a lot of times when you go to the airport, you see a sign that says arrival and departures. When a person die, they just checked out. They've just made a departure. Yeah, that's all done happened. Amen, amen. A lot of time we see folks at funeral times, they go and they grab that body and they be hugging on that body. They ain't there. That body was just the house. You see the house, but ain't nobody at home. They done checked out. They done checked out. They done checked out. And so you got to ask yourself the question, will I be ready when death comes? Because it's coming one day. And it's going to take you somewhere. Sometimes when a person dies, they try to hold on. They try to hold on because sometimes they ain't ready to make the transition. They hadn't made peace with their fellow man, and they hadn't made peace with God. Just ask some doctors. Doctors say it's different between the death of a Christian and a death of a non-Christian. They say the death of Christians, sometimes they have an easy passing, but the death of the unbeliever, they say they go out screaming and hollering sometimes. How you live is how you die. So some people, they struggle with death. But see, some people, though, they struggle with death because they are not ready to leave their loved ones. And so they try to hold on, not so much for them as it is for us. Yeah, sometimes they are trying to hold on for their children. They try to hold on for their sons, or they try to hold on for their daughters. Yeah, or they try to hold on for their husband, or they try to hold on for their wives, or they try to hold on for their sister, they try to hold on for their brother. So sometimes they try to fight death because they don't want to leave us because they worried about us. And that's why sometimes you have to come there to their bedside and hold their hands and say, it's all right. You can go now. It's all right. We're going to be all right. You can go on and go. Because we want them to go on and get on out of this suffering and go on into that other land where there is no sorrow. There is no heartaches. There is no backache. There is no more pain. And so you have to hold them by the hand and say, you can go now. Yeah. And they can yield up the ghost. That's what Jacob did. He yielded up the ghost. In other words, he just let God have his way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He wasn't trying to hold on. He wasn't trying to resist it. He just yielded up the ghost. That's a good way to die. That's what Jesus did. When he was on Calvary's cross, Jesus said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. That's a good way to die. But then the fourth way, is it says, and he was gathered unto his people. Yeah, yeah. So he commanded all of his children, and then he gathered up his feet into the bed. Then he yielded up the ghost. But the fourth thing was he was gathered unto his people. What was gathered to the people? Stay with me now. We're in some deep waters. what was gathered to his people? It wasn't the body. Because his body wasn't buried yet. He said, I want y'all to take my body and I want y'all to bury my body over there where Abraham is buried. Sarah is buried. Where I buried Leah, that's where I want you to bury him. So he wasn't gathered with those bodies yet. Because he had just died. But the Bible says he was gathered. He, the pronoun he. What was gathered? His spirit. His spirit went to be with the people. You know, sometimes people, they look at situations like this Ferguson situation. And you know, people, these polices are killing these boys. And folks get all upset and stuff. But we need to even ask a deeper question. Where did their spirit go? See, even if we do fix this in this life, it ain't no do them no good. Because they went somewhere. Where did their spirit go? See, the Bible lets us know right here, you gathered to your people. Yeah. What do it mean, you're gathered to your people? Well, the Bible speaks of two classifications of people. There is the saved, and then there's the lost. There's the godly, the ungodly. There's the righteous, there's the unrighteous. There's the children of light, and the children of darkness. The children of good, and the children of evil. The children of God and the children of the devil. The sheep and the goats. You go and be with one of your classification of those people. If you're a goat, you go be with the rest of the goats. If you are children of the devil, you go be with the rest of the children of the devil. If you're a child of God, then you go and be with the children of God. But you go and be with your people. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, how you live, if you are around sinful people and you enjoy sinful people in this life, God said, go ahead and go with the sinful people in the next life. Go be with your people. See, you wouldn't be happy if you lived here with the sinners here and then trying to go live with the saints. You ain't got nothing in common. So God said, no, no, go be with your people. You go be with your people. But then this phrase, gathered unto his people, also means save family members. Yeah. Yeah, he went to be with his saved family members. Because he was saved, he went to be with his saved family members. Yeah, he went to be with his saved daddy named Isaac. He went to be with his people. He went to be with his saved mama, Rebecca. He went to be with his people. He went to be with his saved granddaddy, Abraham. He went to be with his people. He went to be with his saved grandmama, Sarah. He went to be with his people. He went to be with his saved wife, Leah. He went to be with his people. He went to be with his other saved wife, Rachel. He went to be with his people. See, when you die, you go and be with your people. It's a family reunion. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So if your daddy was saved, then you going and be with your daddy. You're going and be with your people. If your mama was saved, you're going to see mama again. You're going to be with your people. If your granddaddy is saved and you're saved, then you're going to see granddaddy again. You're going to be with your people. If your sister done died, but she was saved, you're going to see sister again. You're going to be with your people. If your brother was dead, but your brother was saved, you're going to be with your saved brother. You're going to be with your people. That's where you're going. You're going to be with your people. That's why the Bible says that we as Christians, we can cry, but we shouldn't cry like those who have no hope. Because if we believe that Jesus died and was raised again, then Jesus is going to bring back with him in the air. Oh, that's why the Bible tells us, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the shout, a voice of an archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we who are alive shall be changed, and we shall be caught up together with them. Who is them? Mama them, sister them, baby them, cousin them. We'll see them, and we'll be caught up in the air. That's why the Bible says, comfort one another with these words. Oh, that's good news today. I say, that's good news today. I say, that's good news today. It's going to be a family reunion one day. And it ain't going to be in Mississippi. There's going to be a family reunion. And it ain't going to be in Alabama. There's going to be a family reunion one day. And it ain't going to be in Chicago. There's going to be a family reunion one day. Where it's going to be? Somewhere in the air. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As I come to a close, when I was a youth minister and associate minister, not too long, I hadn't been preaching too long, I got a phone call one morning to come to the hospital because there was a man at our church that was getting close to death. Matter of fact, he was getting ready to have an operation. And when I got there, they was wheeling him out there in the hallway, and they was taking him to have his surgery. And I stopped to pray with him. And then as he rolled on down the hall, the doctor met him, and the doctor looked at him. And the doctor said, no, take him on back to his room, because he's not going to survive the surgery. They took him on back in the room. About an hour or two later, the man was just laying there in his bed, not saying anything, not doing anything. But then all of a sudden he raised up and he looked out the window and he started staring. And then the biggest smile came on his face and he turned back around. And he lay back down and died. And his wife said, is he dead? He was dead. The nurse checked him and said, he's dead. That was my first time seeing somebody die. And I said, Lord, you gave that man an easy passing. That's a good way to die. I said, Lord, I wouldn't mind dying like that. Send the angels coming to carry me home. That's a good way to die. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. I thank you for everybody under the sound of my voice. And Lord, we talked about death today, a tough subject that nobody really liked to talk about. But everybody's going to have to face and talk about it one day. But Lord, we talked about how we going to die. But Lord, we need to make preparation before we die. If somebody don't know Jesus,
if you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.